My name is Sarah. I am 13 years old and I go to Mapletown Junior High School. Something I had overcome lately is having a new baby brother. Right now he's only a week old, but to me it's been long enough. He cries a lot and sleeps and eats. My family is not used to having to wake up throughout the night. When my mother was pregnant, I didn't know what to think. All I knew is that my life would soon change and I would have to grow up and take part in my family. I have three other sisters and we were all surprised when we found out that it was a boy. Thank God, because I don't know what my dad would do. We all pretty much didn't know what we were going to do with our new baby brother. That would be here within months. We all had to step up to the plate and take care of him. Now that he has been home for days, I've learned to love him. He is the most loving thing in the world and has definitely changed everyone in my family. Even my littlest sister, Emma, has learned to love him, even though she knows that she won't be the baby anymore. We all knew when he was born, she would try to get away from him because he had a lot of attention. But adjusting to him wasn't the hardest part. It was adjusting to our new way of living. My mother had been up all night with the baby, and my dad would be with her too, trying to hold the pacifier in his mouth. I'm not even sure if that was the hardest part. We had to remember not to wash his clothes with ours and not to hold him on our clothing when holding him because he'll get a rash from the detergent in our clothing. Being that I'm the oldest, I had to make the most adjustments. I had to get everyone ready in the morning and make sure the lunches were packed and my little sisters were fed. I even had to pick out their clothes and remind them to brush their teeth. It was like being a mother of three kids at 14. But I knew the only reason I was doing it was because my mom was exhausted from the baby. And even though my dad was too, he would leave for work every day. Blake has changed my life so much. I don't even know what I did with my life before he came. And even though Blake is little and can't talk or walk, you'd be surprised how much he has changed our lives.